The book of Jeremiah was written by him in his attempt to repel or turn away the judgments of God that were terrible and so devastating. They were devastating. Now the devastation has come, and you hear the prophet crying out for God to still have a little mercy on that remnant that's left. But he tells us why God's devastating judgments fell. All right, beginning in chapter 4 of Lamentations, verse 12. I'm going to begin in verse 11, please. The Lord hath accomplished his fury. He hath poured out his fierce anger and hath kindled a fire in Zion, and it hath devoured the foundations thereof. The kings of the earth, I want you to listen to this. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy, which were the Babylonians, should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. There's nobody believed that the defenses of Jerusalem could be penetrated by an invading army. They had that confidence. They had food stored. They had provisions made for water and all to withstand a siege of a year or two. They thought they were impregnable. And all the kings of the world thought Jerusalem was an impregnable fortified city, walled up. Hey, when you fool with God, they ain't nothing impregnable. Verse 13, for the sins of her prophets, the preachers, the iniquity of her priests, they have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. Hey, it was a bloody, polluted land. When you bloody up a land God has sanctified and cleansed and put you in, there's going to be devastating judgments. It's going to come. That blood's going to be avenged. And he said, they wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments. Woohoo! Polluted themselves with blood. And this nation is doing the very same thing, and it is traumatic even to a saint that looks upon it and is not even involved into it. Makes you cry out and say, oh God, is there anything left that we can do? Well, we can hang on and try to save that holy remnant out of this mess that these preachers, prophets and priests have created for us, and it's our legacy. There ain't no way to get away from it. You might want to do like David, take the wings of a dove and fly out in the wilderness, but it'll find you out there too. This thing is going to find everybody. Amen. There won't be any escape except to put yourself in the arms of God. Yes. There's no other source. There's no other refuge. There's no place to go. Because when God begins to avenge the blood of these innocents, judgment is going to find people. He said, if you go to the depth of the sea, I'll send a serpent down there to bite you. He said, if you make your nest among the stars, I'll reach out and I'll pull you down. Take a rocket and go to Mars. God will bring you down off of that planet. Everybody's involved into this mess, and we're going to be right here. Now to the little book of Ezekiel. In fact, it's a big old book. Chapter 20, about pollution. Verse 6. In the day God said, I lifted up mine hand unto them to bring them forth out of the land of Egypt. And to a land that God said, I aspired for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. I said to them, cast away every man the abomination of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Idolatry is defiling, it's corrupting, and it's polluting. They rebelled against me. They would not hearken to me. They did not cast away the abomination of their eyes, every man. Neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. So I said, I'll pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the land of Egypt, but I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathen. My Lord, have mercy. He goes right on. They polluted the name of the Lord with their idolatry. All right, he goes on again. Verse 12, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord, that sanctify them. Now I want you to notice here, It says Sabbaths. It didn't mean just Saturday. It meant all those holidays that God gave them, those holy days were Sabbaths, sabbaticals that God gave them as times of rest and worship. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes. They despised my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths they greatly polluted. And I said, I'll pour out my fury on them in the wilderness, but I wrought for my name's sake, that my name should not be polluted before the heathen. And he goes on down again. Good Lord have mercy. Verse 16, because they despise my judgments and walk not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths. He said, mine eyes spared them from destroying them. I didn't make a full end of them. Verse 18, I said to their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments nor defile. Don't pollute yourself with their idols. I am the Lord your God. Verse 21, notwithstanding the children rebelled against me, they walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them. For if a man do, he must even live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said, I'll pour out my judgment and my fury on them. Nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand and wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen. Then he lifted up his hand in the wilderness that he'd scatter them among the heathen because they executed not my judgments but had despised my statutes and polluted my Sabbaths. I want you to notice here what God did to them though. Verse 25, I gave them statutes that were not good and judgments whereby they should not live. And I polluted them in their own gifts. Hey, God polluted them. They like blood. They like pollution. He said, I'll pollute you. In that they caused to pass through the fire all that opened the womb, that I might make them desolate to the end they might know I'm the Lord. Hey, instead of having abortions, they love so good. When their babies were born, he put it in their hearts to take up these divinations of Molech and Milcom and those gods and goddesses of the nations around them, and their practice was to take their children and pass them through the fire and use enchantments. And many of their sons and daughters perished in those pagan idolatrous customs of offering their children as sacrifices to idol gods. He stopped them from abortions, and I'll be John Brown if they didn't turn to something worse, burning their kids in the fire. You see what God, what a time God's had all the way through history with old burr heads, rebels, contrarianists, out of his very own people. We still got it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. All right, this same chapter going on. I'll tell you, it's something else. Verse 30. Wherefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredoms after their abominations? For when you offer your gifts and when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with all your idols even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, house of Israel? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of you. I'm not going to answer you. In verse 33, as I live, saith the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. I'm going to rule you. But it's going to be in a not a very tender manner that I'm going to deal with you. In verse 38, he said, I'll purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. In verse 39, as for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, go ye serve ye every one his idols hereafter also, if you're not hearkening to me, but pollute ye not my holy name no more with your gifts and your idols. Don't come up here bringing them to me. Go to your stinking old pagan gods and pollute yourselves with them. Whoopee. So he says, I'm going to scatter you among the heathen. Verse 41, the last clause. And you'll know, verse 42, that I am the Lord when I bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lifted up my hand to give your fathers. And there you'll remember your ways and all your doings wherein you've been defiled. And you'll loathe yourselves in your own sight for your evils that you've committed. When I get through with you, with my devastating judgments, you're going to loathe yourself and clean yourselves up.